The North Carolina Board of Elections and Ethics Enforcement released documents yesterday that give new details about how much they knew about Bladen County political operative McRae Dowless's political operation and when. Joining me now to talk about this development is WFAE's political reporter Steve Harrison. So, Steve, what did the State Board release yesterday and what does it show?
So they released their file on their absentee mail fraud investigation in Bladen County from the 2016 election. And it shows that the state had a really clear picture of kind of how McRae Dowless allegedly operated. There are screenshots of his cell phone texts between his employees and detailed statements from two of his workers. And those two employees, Caitlin Kroom and Matthew Mattis, said Dowless would pay them half of their money up front when they got people to request absentee mail ballots, and that's okay. You can pay someone to do that. But they would get the rest of their money when they brought Dowless their completed ballots, and that second part is illegal. You can't collect or harvest ballots in North Carolina. And the file also said that Dowless reached out to McCroom and Mattis and coached them on what to tell investigators. The state said he tried to obstruct their investigation.
So you mentioned the text messages are part of the report. What do they reveal?
So they have these screenshots of the text messages that Kroom and Mattis sent Dowless and whom they called McRae Bossman in their contacts on their shared cell phone. And in November, after the 2016 election, they text Dowless, or McRae Bossman, because state investigators have been calling him. And they write, "I'm really scared. I don't remember half of what we're supposed to say."
And these are similar to the allegations against Dowless from this year's election. Is that right?
They are. The state is investigating whether Dowless and his employees illegally harvested ballots this year and whether they tampered or destroyed ballots of people who didn't vote the way they wanted. So these revelations from 2016 aren't that much different about what we've heard in 2018. They just give us more detail. For instance, Dowless would tell his employees not to go to parts of the county where black voters live because they would likely vote for Democrats. And another detail that came out in the file is that for that election, how he would have his people push people to pick for certain candidates. And according to that investigation, it was Donald Trump, Pat McCrory, and a number of local candidates like Republican Bladen Commissioner Ray Britt. He did not push people to vote for Robert Pittenger. And remember, Pittenger never hired Dowless. But the main takeaway, I think, is how much the Board of Elections knew about Dowless and how he operated and when they knew it.
So what did the State Board of Elections do after that 2016 election?
So in that election, there was they had kind of a number of balls in the air. They had also had a investigation that focused on a Democratic group, the Bladen County Improvement Association. Dowless and the state Republican Party and former Governor McCrory had made those complaints against the group. So the board sent everything it had to the U.S. Attorney's Office, which hasn't brought any charges in those cases. But I think what's interesting is that how much the state knew about McRae Dowless, and it went ahead and certified the May 2018 Republican primary where Mark Harris defeated Robert Pittenger.
And remind us, what was so unusual about the May primary?
So in that race, Mark Harris defeated Robert Pittenger, the incumbent, by 828 votes. And the absentee mail votes in Bladen County were really, really unusual in that election. Dowless was working for Harris, and he really delivered. Harris won 96% of the absentee mail votes in Bladen in that primary. And Pittenger is reported to have complained privately that he thought what happened in Bladen was illegal. So I think you have a situation where the State Board of Elections knew a lot about how McRae Dowless operated, and then they have these really unusual absentee mail votes from Bladen in that election, and they go ahead and certify the race anyway.
What are people saying about that?
So I spoke with Dan Bishop yesterday. He will be in January Charlotte's last Republican legislator. And Bishop said it was inconceivable why the board would have all that information on McRae Dowless, and then along with the really unusual absentee results, and still certify the primary. So his point is, why would you certify the May 2018 primary and then not certify the November election when a Democrat lost? He said that's selective enforcement. Board member Joshua Malcolm, a Democrat, was on the board for the 2016 investigation, the May 2018 primary, and the November election. He's the one who publicly blew the whistle on this year's race.
So what happens next in the 9th district?
So the board is holding a public hearing on the case January 11th. It was supposed to be this Friday, but it was pushed back. And after that, the board will decide whether to certify the race or call for a new election. And that could mean a new primary between Harris and Pittenger. I reached out to Pittenger yesterday, and asked him, what he thought about the board knowing all this information about McRae Dowless and going ahead and certifying his race. He has not responded. He's been very quiet since all this surfaced.
That's WFAE's Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.